spell the difference between the two races.
What do you call a child that one parent's black and the other parent's white?
I don't know.
What, any special names for a real light-skinned black?
No.
Jimmy, you heard of mulatto?
Mulatto?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've heard it, but I never did really know what it meant.
And what did blacks used to call the man that they worked for?
The boss, the master. The ones enslaved were called the master.
And what would white people, what terms have you heard white people use to call other whites that they look down on?
They've been around this. You know.
Yeah.
Or where. Because here's the thing, that the white people have been very careful. Maybe some real close might have called other whites. But I have, the most I've ever heard, and I didn't hear a white man say it, it was poor white trash.
Mm-hmm.
But usually if you get a welfare with a white man, he's not going to discuss that with a black man. That's just not common.
Would you ever use the term poor white trash?
Or no.
You say crack or something else?
No, I just feel he's a poor man. And I look at it, I guess I'm just kind of crazy enough though. I look at it, you associate with different levels of people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the color of your skin.
Mm-hmm.
It's what a person is and what he stands for. Because there are some black people that I don't want to associate with. And by the same token, there are some white people I don't want to associate with. So I just feel that, you know, because he's poor,
yeah,
doesn't put that where it's known him. It's just, I got some friends who are real poor. But there are people that want to, my first thought is, are you trying to do right? You know, when you're not, you're going to try to be respectable.
Yeah.
And things of that nature. Those are the kind of people that I can see.
Do you ever hear people, these terms like squeegum snapper? Do you ever hear that?
No.
And
see, just like I imagine a lot of terms, referring back,
uh-huh,
that you're asking, are terms that have been called people in other states.
Yeah, or used out in the country.
So. Yeah.
What would you call someone who lives out in the country and doesn't get into town much? And, I mean, you, not necessarily insulting him, but I mean, you can just look at him and tell from the way he dresses and all that he
does. We always call them farmers.
Okay. How is that word used? Is that kind of joking? I mean,
You'd be joking because, actually, I guess from experience, I learned one thing. And see, my mother taught out in a little country town near Tomball, across the track. And a lot of those kids that she taught them first grade through the ninth grade, they'd come here and go to high school, some of them people. And just like my mother used to take some of the girls and keep them and let them go to high school, they would be a lot smarter than I was, and a lot smarter than a whole lot of kids here. So you can't judge a person by where he lives.
They're born at your house?
Yeah, they would. Yeah, she always kept some money. You know, she felt it. Some kid in the community,
yeah,
most time wouldn't have a possible chance to go to high school.
Yeah, I guess living out in the country, wouldn't it?
And so she, their mama, mother and father would, you know, they'd supplement some of the food and stuff.